to deal with the West Memorial area. These are things that we've... Let me tell you what I would like us to consider as issues tonight. And that is to make a decision on whether we're going to support an addition, and if so, what kind of an addition at Leopold, and are we going to support the recommendation to build a school on the far west side. And at this point, that's all I think we're going to be looking at.
Could you clarify your first wish?
On Leopold? Yeah. Okay, we have...
What would that look like in a motion? Or what?
Okay. There are two addition proposals that we have looked at. One is the one that came from the task force, which is a 7-room addition and cafeteria that is about $5 million, $5-plus million dollars. The other is the smaller addition, which is the cafeteria plus internal remodeling for $2.8 million. So the question is, which are we going to support at this point? The smaller addition, and you know, I think people may want to consider this, was talked about in conjunction with future building a future school in the Leopold area in Fitchburg. So,
I'll make a motion. I'd like to move that option one, which is build a cafeteria in addition and interior renovations for Leopold Elementary School, and with funding to come from a general operation budget.
No, I want us only to deal with the decision about whether we're going to be... I'm sorry. As I talked with Clarence, what we're talking about now is just whether we're going to go ahead with an addition or not. The funding issue has to be... is not on the agenda.
And then I'll amend my motion to say that I move that we approve cafeteria and the construction of a cafeteria addition and interior renovations for Leopold Elementary School.
Okay. Second.
It's been moved and seconded, and that's the smaller addition.
Yes, that's the two classrooms and a...
it's the cafeteria. Right.
Okay. Ruth. Question? I want to be sure I understood. The board's attorney is advising that this particular language in the agenda means that...
Oh, yes. When I asked him about that, well, when we talked about it, yes, that this would... that would allow us to make a decision but not deal with the funding issues.
But it doesn't preclude us from talking about it or combining them, does it? I mean,
well,
that's my concern. My concern is making
he felt
this...
that it did not include having us discuss... He said that we would not... that we were precluded from making the decision about funding because it's not specifically noted there.
Well, noted, I understand the parliamentary idea, but personally I find it hard to commit to purchasing or building a certain kind of building without knowing how we're going to finance it.
Okay, well, there are a couple of issues.
I would have my entire house remodeled immediately if I didn't have to deal with the funding part. To deal with the funding part.
Okay.
So that's my concern.
Although I made the motion, I'm still kind of a little baffled by it, that it's on the agenda, but yet we cannot discuss a certain aspect about that. I don't have any problems with talking about the construction and also where the cost is coming from, because those two are connected. But I guess Clarence isn't here to explain.
Yeah.
Let's hold the mic way away.
Bill?
Well, I have to defer to the president for having consulted with the attorney, saying we can't be talking about that now. I assume she has. I assume the vice president also has. So I have to take their word for it. But I have a question. This is part of the discussion. And making the decision tonight, is there an advantage to make it tonight as opposed to next week or the following week? How will that affect the schedule of things? Because we do have a board election coming up soon, and there will be at least one new board member, possibly two, you know, depending on how the election goes. And I don't know, I feel a little bit uncomfortable about making the decision right now, since if it doesn't have an impact on the timing of things, in terms of how fast they can move into the new facilities, et cetera, you understand where I'm coming from?
I can explain the time.
Okay, Eric.
I gave in your board packet, there is a schedule called Option 1 and Option 2 from Roger. We are proceeding with some preliminary design of that addition right now. We would let the bids on May 25th under Option 1. Option 1 would presume that we would fund it out of the operating budget and then try to recoup the money through a referendum. The major difference between those two things, the two things be Option 1, you fund it out of the operating budget and then try to recoup it. Option 2 being you wait until you go to referendum and then you start it. The major issue is the cafeteria. The two classroom renovation can't occur until the cafeteria is finished, because you got to have the cafeteria to move people out of the bottom so you can do all the stuff. So regardless of which one of those two we do, we'll do the interior renovations will be done a year from summer. But the cafeteria, if we pay for it out of the operating budget, the cafeteria can be ready in January, basically right after Christmas break. And in the other case, it would be available at the end of the year. One other thing I think you have to keep in mind as you go through it, April 13th, and that, which means it would not be a huge amount of use. But I think with their lunch schedule, any time they can get down to less lunches, they'll be tickled to death. And I think one of the other issues the board has to think about as you think about funding is, okay, if you wait to go to referendum, it doesn't pass, then what do you do with everybody? That's the other thing I think you have to think about. But that's the major difference, Mr. Keyes, is the time that the cafeteria would be available.
No, but you haven't answered my question about the timing of this vote of this board.
Well, we're proceeding with some design on it right now. Roger, if we...
So a week or two will have no impact?
No. We just have to be ready to go to bid on May 25th. And that means they got to prepare all the documents and do all those kind of things to bid on.
Mary?
I'm concerned about how the motion is phrased, because you move to approve construction of. And I understand that was the motion you wanted to make, but from my perspective, I'm prepared to vote to support that option, mm-hmm. but to vote to go to construction, it would seem to me that question about the referendum would almost, or operating budgets, is almost already decided if you agree to approve construction. So I'm from my perspective in voting on that, I'm concerned about that language. For me to vote on it, I would like language about we as a board vote to support the building of that cafeteria addition.
You can amend his motion.
I'm open for amendments if it's going to I hate to use this language, but force the board to make a decision one way or another tonight to move forward, because I think that waiting one or two more weeks won't make much difference to the planning of this, but it'll make a lot of difference to the parents who have been waiting for many, many years. And last week, I was hoping that we make a decision this week. We put it off until next week. And ideally, we won't. You'll still be on the board until
the 24th of April.
Yeah, end of April. So.
Well, I would ask to move to amend Shua's motion to from authorizing construction of the addition referenced in the motion to authorizing board support for that addition.
Will you take that as a friendly amendment?
With that, will you still proceed with the planning of the addition, or?
Yes, the planning will continue.
Yeah, I'll accept the amendment.
Would you?
Please lay out, what exactly does that mean when you make your motion? What does that mean, your amendment?
That we're, I guess, as whoever votes yes on that is voting to support that option, the smaller addition, but not committing on whether it's going to be done out of the operating budget or through referendum, and so is not approving construction yet, because if I would vote, for example, that I would approve this addition provided it goes to referendum, then, but instead the board decides the question of, well, should we do it out of the operating budget, it still gives me the option of voting no on that, even though I support the proposal.
Well, I think you could still, can't you still vote no anyway?
Not if we're authorizing, you know, when we say authorizing construction, that seems to me
specific.
I'm concerned about that.
Yeah.
Can I interrupt?
No, you can't.
I really think that what I'd like to see is for us to make some decisions. We were kind of feeling boxed in when we tried to deal with all, you know, what the plan B might look at, because we said we didn't know exactly what the board was going to support. And I think it's important that we first decide, is this addition going to be one that we support? And I guess I feel comfortable with Lori's language, and I understand her concern. And I would really like us to make that decision. I think we can have and will have in future a debate over how we want to fund it. Okay. Chua, and then Connor.
No, go ahead.
Well, I'm just trying to still make clear the distinction between the original motion and the second motion. Is it that the second motion isn't necessarily tied to any specific funding source, but you support building a school or building the renovations?
The original motion was that we authorize construction. Well, if the decision ultimately is made that we're going to go to referendum and the referendum fails, then we haven't necessarily authorized construction yet. Or do we need a referendum if we've already authorized construction? So that's just that language that troubles me. But for me, saying we support that option means that option as compared to bigger addition or to major boundary changes, that instead what we're supporting is this smaller addition. You know, in my view, if when I support that, it's going to be with the understanding that we're going to need another school in South Fitchburg sometime in the future.
Okay.
Okay, Chua.
All right. I will accept the amendment, but I also like to see a decision about how we're going to fund this as quickly as possible so that we can. There is a timeline that the superintendent gave us, and it says design and approval March 27th, May 24th, bid May 25th to June 15th. And I assume that between now and May, I don't think that you can put things for bid if you're not gonna, if you don't know where you're going to fund it from. And
that would be correct.
So I know that you said that our attorney has suggested that we cannot talk about funding. And, you know, I'll be open to that, but I'd like to have a discussion about how we're going to fund this and make a decision based on whether or not we're going to move for a referendum as a source of funding for this or pay for it out of the operation budget. And I would like to see that we keep to this schedule, which would then, if we do, which said cafeteria construction could possibly begin even as early as July 5th. So, but if we wait and to make a decision how we fund this, it may be next year before we even begin the bidding process for construction. So, you know, I'll accept the amendment, but I'd like to have a discussion about how we're going to fund this so that we can make the decision as quickly as possible.
Okay, I will schedule that. Johnny?
Superintendent wants to speak.
One other factor to think about here is that this does have to go through the city's urban design process and all those other processes, and that has to all be done before we go out to bid. So what we would like to do would be to proceed to do that stuff regardless of where the funding's coming from so that we've got that stuff out of the way, because that takes some time. Is that right, Roger? Is that not for sure?
Okay.
I'm assuming that's what it means.
Okay, Johnny and then Ruth.
Could we put a date on?
When?
I mean, I think April 10th or something on the agenda.
We have a two-hour meeting scheduled on April 10th to deal with this.
Okay, yes. April 10th, we actually have part of that. I mean, we've taken care of the East area.
Yeah, so you only have West Memorial left.
Okay. So it will be on April 10th that we talk about funding. Ruth?
In the past, in regard to construction, one of the things we've done is to have a motion that authorizes the administration to go ahead with, you know, concept design and so forth. Which to me would be which is the kind of amendment or kind of motion I could support on this $2.7 million in renovations and cafeteria, that we authorize them to do the work that needs to be done so that, you know, when and if we make a decision on funding, we haven't missed the opportunity to do the underlying development. I appreciate the effort to reword this, but I'm not comfortable with a vote that says, you know, we're going to support it, period. And then 3 weeks later, you know, I'm still at a loss to know. For me, it's one and the same decision when you say, if I'm going to support it, then am I going to take another $300,000 plus off the operating budget, or am I going to go to referendum? I am just personally, you know, would express my support only by, you know, only when I know that that we have a viable funding mechanism. I would, however, you know, support a motion tonight that says what the other ones have said, that we authorize the administration to go ahead and, you know, focus in on these particular changes in the building, because I think that at least answers, you know, a lot of the questions people have about, you know, different remodelings second school, whatever. But that's where I am. I mean, I'm not comfortable voting yes, saying I'm going to support it.
Would you like to make that as a substitute motion?
Yeah. Move that the board authorize the administration to continue
to move ahead with.
I need a little help on to do the
preliminary planning.
Preliminary planning, there we go. For construction of a cafeteria and a second floor renovation at Leopold.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay.
So.
Okay.
That doesn't carry with it any kind of implication that you would support it when they come back with the plan or the cost or the method of financing or what. In other words, it doesn't. It has a lot of conditions on it. Am I correct?
No, it would allow me to support not holding up. I would, you know, if we do this motion, we're not holding up the planning for construction, the getting, you know, the administrative work that's necessary to be ready to do bids. It's just what I'm saying personally is that I so far don't see an additional, you know, I don't see a way, I'm not willing to fund this construction with what little I know about the budget. You know, I don't know where those items are going to fall. You know, we're talking about cutting $8 million. None of us have seen anything, no allocation list, nothing. I'm not willing to say I will construct it. I vote to construct it, and then 3 weeks later or a month later or 2 months later, I see the budget and I say, well, yeah, but no, it won't because, you know, you're voting to do it out of the operating budget. I'm trying to cooperate with the president's goal here, which I think is, which I understand to be an effort to let the public know where we're going in terms of the size of the renovations and additions at a time when we, I don't think, have consensus, or maybe you do, but we have not really discussed the financing options and what those options do to other options and programs.
My interpretation of what Ruth's motion is that this starts us down the road of being ready to build that addition, that it is, by virtue of that, a commitment, yes, that this is the way we're going. I think that, and I'm very comfortable with that language, and I really think it's important that we have as many people, I mean, I really think that as much as we can bring people together around saying that this is where we think we ought to go, the better we are. Schwa?
I can understand that process if the need wasn't so desperate. I think that for 2, 3, 4 years now, the Leopold community has been waiting for an answer. And I think to prolong the process, it's not the right way to go. We've gone through task force after task force. We prolonged the decision month and now weeks. And I see, as a board, I see this as just prolonging it. I think there's only two roads that we must take. We either decide on additions or we make a motion to do boundary changes and move kids to other schools. Tonight we cannot discuss budget impacts, but I think that we need to make a decision and say this is what the board, this is the decision that we make to address the overcrowding at Leopold. I think if the situation was not so desperate there, I would support that. But I think the kids, the parents, and the teachers at Leopold deserve a definite answer from the board. And I would support Lori's amendment to my motion, which gets the process going and then a decision about whether or not how are we going to fund this. Ideally, I'd like to have unanimous support, but I don't think that's going to be the case. So, you know, I hope that we make a decision, and so the parents don't have to come to board meetings every week just to hear that we're going to prolong it to the next week.
Okay, Juan.
Well, I'm gonna agree with, you know what, I don't know the difference really right now between the motion that Schwa made, that Lori modified or amended, and then now Ruth has amended. But if that's what it's going to take to get a unanimous vote, not a majority, but everybody on board, then I'll vote for it. But we cannot, you know, I still, the parents that come here, not only the parents that live nearby Leopold, but the people that live in Fitchburg, they come and ask us again, when are we going to make a decision so that we can fulfill their needs, so that they know where their child is going to go to school in 2007 and 2008 and 2009, is, I think, frustrating for them. And we continue to have these discussions. And, you know, however we decide to fund it, it's going to have an impact on the district. We know that. Whether we go out to referendum or we take it out of our general operating budget, we know that. But we have to make a decision. If the two classrooms is what's going to take it, and then later on we do something different, or build the school out in Fitchburg, or we're going to have to build the school on the southwest side, we need to make that decision. But prolonging it more and more and more is not going to resolve, and it's going to frustrate people even more. And I plead with my colleagues on the board that on April the 10th, when we come together here and we make a decision on how to fund it, just like we've all compromised to a certain degree for a unanimous vote, that we compromise and reach a unanimous vote on how we fund it as well, because it's not going to be an easy decision either way. But we need to make a decision so that the community out in Leopold and the future students that are going to be attending the Leopold Elementary School and beyond have some kind of assurance that they know where their kid is going to go to school.
Okay. Lori?
I support Ruth's motion for exactly the reasons Carol said. I think it gets us where we need to go. It also, as Juan said, it gives us the opportunity for a unanimous vote on this issue, which would be wonderful. I guess the other thing I wanted to ask Superintendent Rainwater whether this meets the administration's needs in order to make this process move forward. In fact, I guess I would say it might be even clearer with Ruth's motion.
Yes, and I've interpreted the motion to mean we go through and prepare stuff to go to bid, whenever that is, including city approvals and where we need to get rid of it. That's the way I'm interpreting it.
Okay, so what we're talking about here is really, we're essentially saying this is where we're going. We're giving the administration authority to continue to work on plans for this.
Now, my understanding of the motion is we move forward, but we don't make a decision. With my motion and the amendment, at least we say option one, we're definite on that, and the issue now becomes how are we going to fund it. With Ruth's motion, said, yeah, we can move forward, but the board hasn't made a decision to say, yes, we're going to build. So we can move forward, but even with the plans, we're going to have to come back and say, yes, that's what we want.
Well, Bill.
So I would say that the vote would be to move forward with the planning. The means of financing it is something we can't talk about tonight anyway. It's not notified. So, I mean, what you want is really there. It's a statement of, what do you want to say, at least, yeah, it's preliminary. It's planning, but it's definitely affirming the right of, in fact, is a direction to the administration to proceed with the planning. That way, when the information comes back and we're going to deal with us on April 10th, then we'll have a lot harder information, a lot harder costs to work with. Then the discussion of the methods of financing can be more specific, and then we can, and then people will feel more comfortable about their voting. So I'm very comfortable with that motion, more than I would have been before.
I think that's okay too, for us to give the administration directions, but I think it sends a different message if you say this is what we want you to do, and come back with plans, and we're gonna go with option one, and we want the addition to the cafeteria and the two additional classrooms. And on April 10th, we're going to decide how to fund this. So that is a very definite. We're going to do it. With the new motion, it's going to say, you know, go ahead and move forward. But I don't think once we walk out of here, if our parents approach me, what decisions did you make? Well, we made a decision to move forward with this, but it's not a definite yet. That's how I see it.
Okay, I've got Schwa and then Ruth and then Bill.
I understand where you're coming from, Schwa, but I think we're making the statement by supporting that motion. Let's face it, we probably wouldn't be able to get out of this room with that any stronger an affirmation. Without that kind of a motion, I think it's a good compromise motion, and it'll give everybody time to wrap their heads around the financing, take time to think about it in the community, on the board, get feedback from the community. I think that's very important. To me, it's 1 foot ahead of where I was before, where we were before, and that means it's 1 foot closer. Now, how it's funded is a different discussion. But we are really strongly telling them what we want.
Can I?
Go ahead.
I think it's great that, you know, we could decide to move a lot of things forward, but the time has passed for us to make a decision. I would like, for me, I want to make a decision tonight, and then comes April 10th, let's decide how to fund this project. The way I see with this new motion, it doesn't give us that. It says...
Okay, but I am making that commitment that that's what we're going to do in terms of April 10th, that we will talk about the funding. Ruth, did you want...
Well, I just wanted, in response to you, Schwa, to be sure we're talking about the same thing. Option one and option two are the same... You end up with the same result. You end up with a cafeteria. You end up with first and second floor renovation. So the only difference is, the big difference, besides we don't know how to fund, which way it would be funded, but the differences, to me, are primarily in terms of what kinds of direction the administration would need to proceed, to give us, you know, better facts and figures when we make a budget decision or a funding decision, however we want to call it. We would be committing to the cafeteria, the first and second floor renovation, at least so far as you do get it moving, so you don't hold it up farther down the line. And if you look at the differences here in terms of, you know, when the cafeteria and when the new classrooms could be used, you know, they're relatively small differences in time and basically turn not on what we do in terms of advancing the idea, but what we do in terms of how we fund it. What I've tried to do is to respond to your sense of urgency and still leave myself in a position where I'll have more information about how this decision, it's like the Packer thing. You know, when you fix something for X number, how does it affect the other thousands and thousands of kids? But I'm deliberately saying, you know, let's not hold up design, approval, bid, creation, and so forth over the unresolved funding issue. That's all I'm trying to do.
Okay. Juan? Okay. Connor?
I think it would be very difficult for us to separate supporting a project and supporting its financing, and that could be the position we're in if we categorically support building, this tonight, and then a couple weeks later, if we don't like, if you know, certain members don't like the financing, then voting against it could put us in an awkward position. And I don't see the rush, given that this will allow design and approvals to go through on its normal schedule, and this won't push back construction or when students can move into these facilities. But it would allow us to get financing on the agenda and notified so that we can talk about it as part of the project and not as a separate discussion.
Okay. Juan?
But I want to remind my colleagues that I have compromised a lot of what the needs have been for Leopold. Not the wants, the needs. We wanted another school out there, and yes, the voter said no. And then some additional rooms, and we've gone down to two rooms and renovations of first and second floor and the cafeteria, but we're going to have to make a decision on the 10th to fund this one way or another, because if we don't come out unanimously, and let's say we go out to referendum or don't, we're going to have to either both, all of us take the heat, or all of us not take the heat, and then keep the Leopold community and the parents and the kids out there, you know, still saying, well, what are we going to do? So we need to, I feel I've compromised a lot on the needs of the Leopold community.
Okay, it seems to me that we really do are in agreement, or we have consensus here about where we want to go initially, that we want the administration to go forward with the beginning plan process. And I think that it's important for us, I think it sends a statement if we can have everyone support Ruth's motion before we fall to fighting about other things. The discussion over how we finance it will pull forward all of the issues. I will try to get us to focus in and to be as willing to compromise until we get to something that we can live with on that too. But I would like to take a vote. Mary, did you want?
The only question I have is, this then rules out the seven-room addition. This would be how we would deal with
that. That's my assumption, is that what we have decided is that we're all comfortable with the idea of the cafeteria plus the interior renovation.
Then that sets the stage for all our other decisions.
Right. What we're dealing with is we're all in the water, but some of us feel more comfortable at the shallow end, and some of us want to go towards the deeper end. So can we vote on Ruth's motion?
Call the question.
Okay. Yeah, Shwa,
I'm going to vote no on this. And my no is not because I don't support moving this project forward. My no is that I think the board is in many ways kidding itself when thinking that we may find unanimous vote on how we're going to fund this. I think it's going to be a split vote.
Well,
and as we may try to prolong this, if it was up to me, I would make a decision, say let's build this and talk about how we're going to fund it on the April 10th. So my no vote is not because I don't support moving this forward. My no vote is to make a statement that we should have made a decision tonight that we're going to go with option one and give a directive to the superintendent and his staff to come with plans so that we may have a final discussion on April 10th on how we're going to fund it.
Couldn't you vote yes and put an asterisk on it that says, I'm voting yes only because I want to make clear these are the reasons that we need to move forward? Think about it. Johnny wants to say something.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Vang, I
again, I appreciate your comments. I appreciate your honesty, because in many ways I feel exactly the same way you do. However, I think we really need to move forward. If this is a way to move forward, that's fine. But on April 10th, this board, one way or the other, is gonna have to show some leadership. If it's a split vote, that's okay. But this way, we're moving forward. And again, I don't want to discourage you. You vote the way you want to vote. Again, I'm going to support the motion just because, again, we move forward. What we do on April 10th, that's what happens on April 10th. But I do believe that the Leopold community and this whole community needs to see the school board taking some leadership, regardless of what it decides. And again, to me, you know, again, it's a part of a democratic process is to be able to vote whatever way you want to vote. And again, if the vote is 6-1, 7-0, 4-3, whatever, the will of the board will prevail. So again, I will support the motion. We will move forward, and I look forward to April 10th when we finally make a decision in this community.
Okay. Bill?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, Michelle, and your no vote will be understood completely, okay, and as a stronger commitment, and I appreciate that very much.
It'll have an asterisk.
I want to thank
there.
You.
I'm big with asterisks. I've always liked them. Okay, can we move to a vote? Connor, your vote.
Aye.
The rest of the board, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay, and it's 6-1 with Schwa voting no, but only because we weren't willing to go far enough.
I hope tomorrow's headline says, you know, Vane doesn't support Leopold kids because he's...
No.
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 No. It was really clear that you were prepared to go much further than the rest of us.
We could firebomb the newspaper.
No, we're not done. Because we have not... We still have... I want us to make a decision. Are we going forward with the proposal that we build a school on the far southwest side?
Could we have a five-minute recess that's really 5 minutes?
Yes, we could. Is that okay?
Would you mind? I'd love to.
Okay, five-minute recess. One of these days we're going to start doing jumping jacks during our recess.